A Novena to St. Alphonsus of Liguori. Day 7. Meditation for the ninth Sunday after Pentecost. The desire Jesus had to suffer for us. St. Bonaventure says that it is a marvel to see a God suffering for the love of men, but that it is a still greater marvel that men should behold a God suffering so much for them, shivering with cold as an infant in a manger, living as a poor boy in a shop, dying as a criminal on a cross, and yet not burn with love for this most loving God, and even go so far as to despise this love for the sake of the miserable pleasures of this earth. But how is it possible that God should be so enamored of men, and that men, who are so grateful to one another, should be so ungrateful to God? Alas, my Jesus, I find myself also among the number of these ungrateful ones. Tell me, how couldst thou suffer so much for me, knowing the injuries I would commit against thee? But since thou hast borne with me, and even desirest my salvation, give me, I pray thee, a great sorrow for my sins, a sorrow equal to my ingratitude. I hate and detest, above all things, the displeasure I have caused thee. If, during my past life, I despised thy grace, now I value it above all the kingdoms of the earth. I love thee with my whole soul, O God, worthy of infinite love, and I desire only to live in order to love thee. Increase the flames of thy love, and give me more and more love. Keep alive in my remembrance the love thou hast borne me, so that my heart may always burn with love for thee, as thy heart burns with love for me. O burning heart of Mary, inflame my poor heart with holy love. Amen.
O my glorious and well-beloved patron, St. Alphonsus,
thou who didst toil and suffer so abundantly to assure men the fruits of their redemption, behold the miseries of my poor soul and have pity on me. By thy powerful intercession with Jesus and Mary, obtain for me true repentance for my sins, together with their pardon and remission, a deep hatred of sin, and strength evermore to resist all temptations. Share with me, I pray, at least a spark of that fire of love wherewith thy heart didst ever burn, and grant that, following thy example, I may make the will of God the only rule of my life. Obtain for me, likewise, a fervent and lasting love of Jesus, and a tender and childlike devotion to Mary. together with the grace to pray without ceasing, and to persevere in the service of God even to the end of my life,
that so I may finally be united with Thee
in praising God and Most Holy Mary through all eternity. Amen.